DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and you're listening to, well, it's got to be one of the most special shows that I've ever done. This is the Real Synthetic Audio's 5th anniversary show. And let me tell you, I have no idea how this got to go on so long. It started off as a complete whim, as an experiment, and somehow or other, 5 years later, I've been doing a weekly show for 5 years. And it still kind of boggles my mind. I sent out an email to everybody on the mailing list over a couple of days ago, basically asking them what their fond memories of RSA were and what songs represent RSA to them. And I kind of went through the responses, and I'm maybe going to read some over the coming weeks. And a couple of the bands that came up really delighted me. A couple of them really confused me, but what the hell. The last band you just heard was a band by the name of Spock with a track called Babylon 5. It was a non-album track from their Satellite single. And man, Spock is going to be one of the highlights of the last 5 years for me. About 4 years ago, I went to Philadelphia to see them play live. The only time they've been over to North America since then, or they haven't been since. And I was really delighted to meet them. They are easily the most friendly, warm, and genuine people that I've ever met, and I really consider myself to be luckier for knowing them. And, you know, Alexander and I still chat every once in a while online. We hopefully he might be able to come over to North America this spring, summer, and I'm looking forward to it. If not, in the next couple of years, I'm going to have to go to Europe. Before that was Negative Format with a track called Transfer. Negative Format's a band that was introduced to me through Gashed Records back when Eric Deegan was still running that. I'm kind of sad to see that that label went. It's too bad. I like the idea of having Canadian labels. Hopefully something, you know, well, I guess something good did come of that, because Negative Format and a host, Assemblage 23, and a host of other bands that were on Negative Format have gone on to do more stuff, and I'm quite happy about that. And we started things off with a very, I guess, fitting track. I also played that this past Friday at Savage Garden in Toronto, where we had a little party there. I was very happy to see everybody who came out, including the people who drove up from the United States, which kind of blew me away. That was Covenant with a track called Luminal. So far as I know, that can only be found on Tyranny Off the Beat Volume 4. It's probably, oh, and Sequencer Beta. That track is kind of special in the sense that that was the first song ever played on Real Synthetic Audio on January the 30th, 1998. I was toying with the idea of doing the first show over again, but I've decided I would kind of just let it die. Those of you who have the RSA Volume 1 archive CD can go back and listen to just how horrible Real Synthetic Audio used to sound, both as the fact that the technology wasn't so hot and the fact that I didn't really know what I was doing. And it just sounds hilarious now. I just cringe. Anyways, we're going to continue on with another band that is sort of synonymous with Real Synthetic Audio. This is Assemblage 23 with the first track from their first album. This is Anthem. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back. that was some brand new stuff from L'Âme Immortelle for you. And there's a track called Tiefster Winter, or I guess it's Deeper Winter, or something like that. We can't have everything on this show be some sort of, like, fallback nostalgia sort of thing. And I did, along with that negative format from the first set there, I wanted to play some brand new stuff for you. That, of course, is some brand new stuff. And as I was saying earlier, Assemblage 23 is a band that I guess is somewhat sort of synonymous with Real Synthetic Audio. I've had the pleasure of knowing Tom for something like 6 or 7, maybe even 8 years now. We met online on Rec Music Industrial when Tom was still hanging around and posting in there. And he sent me copies of his very first recorded stuff. Couple of tracks on a couple of Arts Industria compilations, a label that is slash was run by their now Assemblage 23's live keyboardist, the Rev. And you know, as I've actually met Tom a number of times, I've slept on his couch. He put me up when I went to see Spock in Philly in 99, and we've gotten hammered together. And you know, I'm, as I said about Spock, I'm a better person for knowing Tom. One of the other things that I do for Tom is that I host his website, actually, assemblage23.com. I provide the space for him. And speaking of websites, I did want to mention to everybody that you might notice that on the RSA site, there is a PayPal donate button on the left side of the screen. I've really thought long and hard about this, and I really didn't want to do it, but the fact is that over the last couple of months, the show has gotten so popular that we're chewing through more bandwidth than we are allowed a month, which means that I have to pay extra. Well, as it turns out, this means that I'm paying damn near triple the monthly hosting fees just in bandwidth, and I have two options. I can either get rid of the Windows media streaming altogether, or I can look to you wonderful people and say, look, if you've got $5 here, $10 there, something like that, I'm not looking for any sort of real huge amount of money. If you can help out, it's greatly appreciated. I like to give you people choice. I'd like to be able to bring back a lot of the other different kinds of streams, and, you know, who knows? I do want to thank a few people who have already given money. You basically paid for one of the 2 months at any rate, and I really appreciate the fact that you guys went out of your way. Those of you who haven't, just consider it. That's all I ask. Anyways, back to the show. We were talking about people and what sort of songs meant something to them and meant they heard it first on RSA. And a couple of people mentioned that this song, Let Go by Fiction 8, was one of the first club stompers that they had ever been introduced to on Real Synthetic Audio. Well, it looks like in at least several cases, the whole goal of RSA did come true. People heard a song on the show, went out and bought the CD. You don't know how good that makes me feel, because that means that the people who went out and made this music actually go out and buy a cheeseburger or something like that. Anyways, this is Fiction 8 with a track called Let Go. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Yeah.
That was a band by the name of Construggle Test with a track called Shop, a little not-so-guilty pleasure of mine. Now, before I end off the show this week, you know, there are so many people who have given Real Synthetic Audio a leg up over the last 5 years, who have gone out of their way to help and have been really cool. And let me tell you, the one thing that I have gotten, the best thing that out of the entire the entire experience of being a DJ, both in the club and on the radio, are all the cool people that I've met who have come out to my club nights and who have emailed in and actually wound up meeting people who listen to the show. And that's the real reason I do it. It's actually because of you people. And if nobody listened, I don't know if I'd still be doing it anymore, but I'm glad you do listen. Anyways, I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. This is some brand new stuff from Blank. Oops. And I'm going to have a page up on the site that's going to give a complete list of thank yous of all the people who have helped. Anyways, this is Blank. This is brand new unreleased stuff from them. This is Untouched. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.